Take care of us.
Today is the opening day of Shir. We hope there should be a lot of Siyata Deshmaya. We should come on time. That's a big, you know, you make it 9:30, so that's, you know, originally this year was like 9:15, but no one was coming on time. So we should have the attitude of 9:30, so I can come 9:35. You know, like, let's all be here. You know, if anyone didn't sign up from last week, we have to sign up, write your name and your cell phone if you didn't do so. Okay? We have the packets, we have the, so I please encourage everyone to come on a regular basis, come on time, and as a Shabbat, we should have a lot of Siyata Deshmaya, and the Karuvus is a very Geshmak Alimud, as hopefully you'll see, and you'll enjoy, and we have, instead of Rabbi Kaufman, the Sholem Meshiv, and we come here, so, looking forward to Bezer Shem. Okay, we start off with the Niggin as the minute, and then we'll go straight into the learning. Avinu Rachamon Rachem Aleinu Yusef Elimeinu Avinu Le'Azil Avinu Ha'Rahman Ha'Mirachem Rachem Aleinu Kriseit Milibeinu Le'Avinu Taruves with Simon Kuftes, even though Hilchas Taruves begins with Tzariches, but I'd like to begin Taruves with Simon Kuftes, because Kuftes is the Yisod of Bittul. That's the first thing you have to know. You know, everything is based on that. So you got to start with Kuftes. That's my belief. And then we work from there. So we know that the halacha is that chad betray is batal. That if you have three pieces of meat and two of them are kosher, and one of them is treif, three disjoint pieces, right? So two are kosher, one is treif. So now the halacha is that the treif piece of meat is mutter. It's mutter b'achila. Now, and that's the definition of a taruvus, like Rav Shecht always says, the definition of a taruvus is that it's a miyut isser, rov heter, and the isser is einu nikr. Because if the isser was nikr, if you could be able to, you were able to tell what which one is the isser, so then that's not a taruvus, because then you take it out and discard it. I always used to give the mushel, you know. There used to be a fast food store here in Washington Heights. It probably closed before any of you were born. It was called McDovitz. And it's funny, just today I was walking, I had to walk someplace this morning. So I was walking, you know where Chop Chop is? Mm-hmm. So right next door to Chop Chop, that was McDovitz. So that used to be like CJF. But now it's like, I walked there today, it was a, I don't know who it was. It's not, it doesn't look like it's even YU place anymore. Okay, but that's where McDonald's was, on the Broyes Hashkocha. It was good, you know, fast food, you know, fries and hamburgers and hot dogs and things like that. There's a type of thing, you know, like once in a while you don't want to eat in the calf, you ate. So if you would go, if somebody would buy two hamburgers from McDonald's, and one hamburger from McDonald's. I remember one year, you know, after the Bedikas Chametz, so I'm machmir, it says the Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to eat before Bedikas Chametz. The question is, what about if it's not really Lel Bedikas Chametz? You're leaving a couple of days earlier, so but so the Pasha says you shouldn't eat also, because that's your Chil Chol Bedikas Chametz. So I remember one year, it was Lel Bedikas Chametz. So I finished the Bedika. I did a good Bedika, I hope. A good Bedika. And then probably the cafeteria was closed by then. And then I want to go eat in the... you remember McDonald's, right? Yeah, sure. This is a man that knows Chachazin Hess. He's a man who knows the history of a lot of things, including Washington Heights history. So... yes, I went. You went to McDonald's late in the night, so all the places were closed. So say there's only, I want to eat three hamburgers. I'm very hungry, and McDonald's only had two left. This part of the story never happened. McDonald's only had two left, so I want three. So I'll go to McDonald's. I'll get my third, and then I'll take away all the wrappers, throw the wrappers out, and assumingly that you can't tell the difference which is a McDonald's hamburger or which is a McDonald's hamburger, and now I can eat all three, and now I feel good, I feel satiated, I eat three. So that's the din d'oraisa of chad b'trei bottom. Now obviously the case that I just told you, you're not allowed to do because you're not a mevatel nisr mechatchila. The din of bittel is if it happens that way, but if you orchestrate a bittel, you know, like you dafka take off the wrappers and take the things off, so you can't tell the difference, then the bittel doesn't work. That's the concept of ein mevatel nisr mechatchila, so we don't do that. We'll have to see what kind of thing. But say somehow you had the three pieces of meat, so now you can eat all three, and that's the din of chad b'trei bottel. And again, it has to, like Rav Shechter points out, it has to be rov heter. He had the two pieces of heter, one piece of isser, and the isser and the heter have to be identical. Because if you can tell the difference, then there is no... Now, a taruvus doesn't mean that the mixture has to be nivla. In other words, as long as, where is the taruvus? In other words, I have three pieces of meat, and I don't know which one is which. And they're sitting on my table here. One, two, three. Three disjoint pieces. And I don't know which is which. So it's not a taruvus in the sense of that it's mixed together, like if you have kosher milk and non-kosher milk and you pour one in the other, then it's that's nivlal. That's called lach balach, when it's mamish physically nivlal. But it's each one is on his own. But what's the suffix? Suffix in my mind. It's in my mind. I don't know which is which. So theoretically, if I have one piece of meat in New York, another piece of meat in Florida, another piece of meat in Wyoming, and I know that one of the pieces of meat is treif, and two are kosher, but I don't remember which is which. So the suffix is all those different pieces are within my parameter of suffix. That creates the tarovus. Now, Rabbi Tubman, gave me a hard time to, because of him, we made a supplement of, is it really true that, there's no limit of the proximity of the simple pshat? Yeah, there's no limit to the proximity. The latest has suffix. In my mind, I know that I bought three pieces of meat, or I have three pieces of meat, and I have three homes in different locations, and I know that for some reason I have one non-kosher piece, but I don't remember which is which, whatever happened. So now I'm not going to get into kavu and things like that. We're just starting today. Now, where does this come from? Where does this halacha come from? So Rashi in Chulin on page 3, it's Ani Chesed and Beis. Interesting, the daf in the Gemara and the Siman and Shulchan Aruch, It says the second arrow, Midaraisa Kolomar Ilav Mehagamrinu Meshvina Bittul Tam Bishar Bitulu Daraisa Berubam. Having Lutulu Ksiv Achare Rabin Mahatos. So Rashi says that the source of this halacha is a pasuk in Mishpatim. Lo siya, achari rabim l'raus, lo sana al-riv, lintos achari rabim l'hatos. That's the way Chazal understand. Achari rabim l'hatos, it means you follow the rov. If you read the pasuk carefully with all the pasuk pshat, it won't necessarily come out this way, but that's how Chazal understood the pasuk. Achari rabim l'hatos means you follow the rov. You follow the rov. And then once the rov is determined that it's bottle, then you can eat everything. And the Gemara on page 4 in Chulin, the Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, says Vanoha Adam Nilsa Damar Abana Zil Basa Ruba. Right, the Gemara. I mean, Rashi is basing the Gemara. Dechsev Achrei Rabbi Mahatos. And the Gemara tells us, really, there are two types of rov that the Gemara has here. There's Ruba de Isa Kaman, or Ruba de Leisa Kaman. So Ruba de Isa Kaman means the rove is right in front of me. Say, for example, the classic case is Tes Chanuyos. Means there are 10, say, butcher stores in the neighborhood. And 9, say, are kosher, 1 is treif. And I find a piece of meat in the street. Meat in the street. So if you find meat in the street, so you don't know. Is it coming from the kosher butcher store, the non-kosher butcher store? So since the rove is the 9 pieces, that's the rove. So then I can follow the rove and eat the piece of meat. Because that's called the Ruba de Isa Kaman. I mean, because the reason that it's a rove is right in front of me. All the stores are here. So go count the stores. It's right here. As opposed to Aruba de Lesa Kaman, he can buy Aruba de Lesa Kaman cotton of Tana. Say, for example, now she said, the Plik Rabbana led the mayor, Yavan Kotna Shabbat Yavam Ktana, Yigdulu Zayim Zevul Hashin Shem Tintza Islandis. Right? In other words, if a man and a woman cohabit together, right, so a man, Pasha says he can't be married until the bar mitzvah. You have to wait till bar mitzvah to be married. Right. A woman can be married, except for the Barzillai. And a woman can be married when she's born. Right. But if it's a case of Yibum, in other words, you have a man who passed away, and he has without any children, and the brother is there, and the brother is, say, 9 years old. So 9 years old for a man is royal labia. For a woman, for 3 years old is royal labia. So now, if the 9 year old is boil the woman, so by yibum you don't need das. You don't need, it's not regular kedusha. The bia itself creates the marriage. But how do we know? Maybe this woman is still 10 years old, maybe she's going to be an islandess. Maybe she's not going to have the physical features of a woman, and therefore she's really not a woman. So if she would be mezana with another man, how would we, when she's, so there is. So how can we kill the other man? Because maybe the marriage is no good, because but the answer is, statistically, most women are not islandess. So I don't have in front of me all the women in the world. It's the statistics of the Rome of the world. So that's called the Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Ruba de Lesa Kaman. So both these halachas are of the din of Rome. And then there's a third halacha of what we call Bittul Barov. You see, so these are three types of rove. One rove is the meat is in the street, in the case with the nine. One rove, I want to know, is this woman an Eishes Ish? So maybe she'll become an islandess by the time she matures, and she won't have physical features, and she won't really be the status of a woman who could become an Eishes Ish, even though now she was Misyabim. But we can assume that there's a rove, that rove women in the world are normal, are not. And then you have a concept of a taruvus, that a real mixture, that either the case I gave you before, that you're not sure, you have three pieces of meat and you're not sure which is which, or you can have a taruvus of a mixture where it actually gets mixed together, the kosher and the non-kosher. Right, it's a similar idea. Okay. So it's learned out, and this is from the Sanhedrin. There's a famous Reb Chaim in the stencil that says that basically the din of Sanhedrin teaches us different forms of rove, because basically the Sanhedrin, say you have a Sanhedrin, 23 people, or three people, Sanhedrin, and they vote, and the vote is 20-3. Whichever way the vote went, 20-3. 20 on one side, 3 on the other side. So we follow the 20 to decide the psak. But then there's a din that the 3 are bottled to the 20. In other words, we don't say the psak is only from 20 people. The psak is all from all 23. So after the halacha has decided that we're going to follow the 20, then we say the 3 is bottled to the 20, and the psak is coming from all 23. And like Rubo Kukulo. So that's a similar idea, that once you have the tarovis of things together, now everything is mutter. Everything is mutter. So there is a famous machloikas in Simon Kuftes, as we'll see, between the Rush and the Rashba. In other words, again, the case I gave you, you had two hamburgers, two kosher ones, one treif. So at the end of the day, and they're not meeker, you can eat all three. Even though if you eat all three, for sure you ate treif. Right? I mean, we know for sure that one of the three was definitely treif. And you ate all three of them. But that's the Zeres HaKosuv. Acharei Rabim Lahatos, that we follow Rove, and the Heter, the Isser is Nishapech Leos Heter. What about Sofek Dorais L'Chumra? Excellent question. So Sofek Dorais L'Chumra doesn't apply when this is not a Sofek, this is a Vadai L'Isser. This is even worse than a Sofek. Because we know for sure that there's a trade for peace. And for sure I'm going to eat all of them. So this is worse than a Sofek Dorais. Sofek Dorais, I have one piece of meat in front of me. I have no idea where it comes from. Piece of meat. So something the rice l'chumra, I can't eat it. But if I have a rove, either a case of bittul barov, where the pieces are there's a taruvus, again, the taruvus can be in the mine, or you have one piece of meat in the street, but there are 9 kosher that's gazlinen basaruba. Gazlinen basaruba means that it's not a taruvus, it's one piece of meat. There's nothing. I don't know what the status of this one piece of meat in the street, because there are 9 from allowed to eat it. So the Zeres HaKosuv of Acharei Rabim Lahatos trumps. It says we don't have a suffix anymore. It's a right. In other words, it's contrary to what you would think logically. From the perspective of logic, you would say, of course he can't eat it because it's a suffix. But that's what the Gzeres HaKosuv says, that it's not a suffix. It's fine, again, it's Vada Isser, but the Isser is Hapek because it's Bata. That's a Gzeres HaKosuv. If you wouldn't have this Gzeres HaKosuv, we would say, like you. But we have the Gzeres HaKosuv, so now go ahead and eat all of them.
You said you're not allowed to
lechachila
buy McDonald's and then mix it with
McDonald's. Yeah, you can't do it lechachila, but if
it's a suffix, you don't know where it's came from. Can you take two kosher pieces of meat and then mix them all together and now eat all three of them?
If what?
If your suffix first. Your suffix, if it's kosher or not.
You have one piece of meat.
You don't know if it's from McDonald's or McDonald's.
Can you one piece of meat in the street. One piece of meat in the street?
And then, so you're adding to the suffix two vada.
No, you have one piece of meat in the street, so you follow the rove. But say there's only one McDonald's and one McDonald's.
Yeah,
and so it's a suffix. No. Aim of Atlan is a lechatchila. You can't orchestrate a bittul. Bittul is if it happens that it got mixed up. So then you could, but you can't. Okay. So take a look at the famous Rush on page 5. אבל אוכל שלושתם כאחד ואוכל כאחד מתערוב לסרישון ואביחד לצווקה. כאחד בתרי מדום ויובש אפילו מדרבון ובוטום ולא משום צווקה שרין ואפילו יאוכל אחד אחד נלקה אל אחד צווקה וצווקה דרייס מחום אלא משום גזרת הכוסף כסיב אחרי רבי מהת עסוק אחד בתרי בוטום ונפח two lines on the bottom ונפח איסר ליוס היתר ומוטל אוכל ואפילו כולם כאחד. So he's saying a bigger chiddush. He's saying, of course you could eat all of them. But and you could even eat all of them in one time. In other words, you could have what they call them, have different names to these, when you have more than one. They have this new burger store, it's pretty good, you can try it. And on Amsterdam Avenue. You know, they have the deluxe and the this and that. Right. So you could eat all three at once. All three at once. So certainly one person can eat all three. So you might think maybe you have to eat it zachazeh. So at least at each time you can say that I'm not eating the treif right now. You can always be toila. All at once. Because it's mutter. It's an unbelievable thing. It's an unbelievable halacha. And we'll see that the question is it considered apikorsis? Say you want to be frum. I can't stomach this. I cannot stomach this knowing I'm eating treif. So we'll see. It could be a kofar for saying such a thing. You're out fruming the Torah. You know, people like to out from a lot of things, but you can't out from the Torah. Out from the Torah. The Torah's not good enough. What? Yeah. So that is the sheet of the Rush.
Why would they logically that you have a bigger head to eat it from Asakas than Zerah Hazeh? Because when you eat it together, you still have that Eruv. When you eat it Zerah Hazeh, you eat kosher. Hamburger number one, number two, and number three, one after the other, you're eating undiluted one of the three hamburgers that's straight.
Okay, yeah, you mean you could say the Talmud is Mavato each other, but it's...
Yeah, it's the key to Mavato. Our consequence that
they're... Yeah, but it's the same time anyway. It's Mimbamino, so... Okay, you could say this far, but in the end of the day, it's Mutter.
But you have all three Mavato once, but you have
more of us out there. Yeah. Okay, now comes the Rashi. You ate one.
Yeah.
Now you have two left. Now you want to say, well, I don't have a rove anymore. Is that what you're asking?
You would apply it. You wouldn't look at it that way.
No, because it's already batel. Because at the time of the latest hasafik, you had three. So now everything is batel. So now, even though once you ate one, there are only two left. But it could be both of those two kosher anywhere. But it doesn't matter. At the time of the latest hasafik, there was a rov, finished. Now, let me introduce you to page 12. Those that never learned Torah Sabayis before, so we should be introduced to the Torah Sabayis. The Torah Sabayis is a sefer written by the Rashba. Okay? Now, the middle part is called the Torah Sabayis. And it's a fascinating sefer that the Rashba wrote. And it's on all of halachas of Yoredeya, and last year we learned Nida. Well, Nida's there, Yoredeya is there, Kashrus, all Hechsher Kalim, all these things are in the Torah Sabayis. All the Issur V'Hetter things. And the Rashba wrote. Now, the Ra'ah had issues with the Rashba. So he said, your bias that you built needs a lot of
renovation.
So he wrote a sefer called Bedekah Bayis, saying, you know, this thing you said, not right. This thing you said, not right.
What
does Bedekah mean? Bedekah Bayis means to fix up. You got to fix up the house. You got to get your house together. So the Rashba said, Mishmeres HaBayis. He defends the house. So that's... And so you should know, it's a fascinating limud. In fact, one year, I think Rabbi David Miller told me he was in the shiur that Rav Soloveitchik decided he was going to do Yoredeya and only learn, just give shiur on the Torah Sabayis. So 1 year, he just, and it's a fascinating limud. In other words, we're not looking at the shach, the taz, just the Torah Sabayis, and could go through all the machloikas. But it's a fascinating, you know, it's what to give shir on. He did that for 1 year. But, I think Rabbi David Miller told me he was in the rough shir that year. So, the Torah Sabayis of the Rashba is going to say a chiddush. And I'll tell you the chiddush outside, and then we'll see it inside. He says, yeah, the Rosh is right. If something is batal, chad b'trei is batal, but you can't eat it b'masachas. Well, if one person can eat all three, in other words, even though so acharei chalos hakol, he ate the quote treifun, but not at the same time. Not at the same time. In other words, it always has to be that when you're eating, there's a tliya that you could say, I'm eating ABC, I'm eating A, because maybe B is the treifun. I'm eating B now, maybe A or C was the treifun. I'm eating C. So as long as le'es ata, you can't say for sure that you're eating treif, that's a hetzer to eat all of them. But not bevasachas. That's his chiddush. So the question is, hechitesi, why should that be a difference? I mean, see, if you want to tell me that I can only eat two out of three, or we have to divide it by different people. So if three fell in, I could say probably he's the shagas. You know, he probably got the bad one. And I'm okay. You know, no, but the halacha is not like that. That's kuli alma lo pligi, at least from the Rashba and the Rush, that you don't have to. You can be the shagas, so to speak. You can eat all three. So once you're allowed to eat all three, what's this idea that you can't eat it? That's the question. So and just before we see the Rashba inside, let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 27, Kuf Tes Aleph. Tzchaticha she'ein arui l'skabi. So already he's throwing in a principle that you've never heard of yet. Because there's a din d'rabbanan that's, if it's a nice piece of meat, then they took away the din bittul. So that's why Rabbi Freems always says to me, the example I gave is not the best example, because the McDonald's, McDonald's is probably a nice hamburger, so midrabbanan it's not bittul. But Rabbi Freems, he knows of a certain hamburger.
Slider bun.
Two and a quarter inches
to 2.5 inches
in diameter. The whole thing. So it's a shvacha piece. So maybe that's not a chaticha ruilis kavin. Meaning chaticha ruilis kavin means if you come to my house, I'll give you a nice. I'm not going to give you a little a half a meatball. That's not ruilis kavin. So then you have the regular din bittul. But if ruilis kavin, so even though the din of bittul really should apply midaraisa, but chachamim took away the din bittul if the chaticha ruilis kavin. So the whole example I gave you with the McDonald's and McDonald's is only on a deraisa level. It's on the derabbanan level, as she just pointed out, that it wouldn't be bottle anyway. But be deraisa, it's still bottle.
But if it's smaller, would a small hamburger bun than a flakabo be a
dumpshim
dominion and also not be
bottle?
Maybe half a
slider bun, okay. I mean, you would sell. I never saw a slider bun. Maybe I did. No, you never got it. Okay, we'll have to. Does he have one across the street?
A lot of weddings.
All the weddings have it.
A lot.
Okay, we have to make sure that we. So chaticha she'ein arui l'skavish and it's arva b'cheros min b'mina yavish b'yavish. The haydu she'ein nivlo v'isur omid ba'atzma l'shen arid ve'ino makiro. Chad b'trei batel umutul ochum odim echa kol achas b'fnei atzma. Aval lo yochlon shloshton yachad. So it's interesting that The Rashba went out. He says that, right, the Rashba we didn't see inside yet, but so the Rosh says he could eat it the Vasachas, so the Rashba wins out. Muto Ochlon Odom Echot Kol Achas Mavi Atzmo Aval Yochon Shloshon Yachat. Then there's another sheet that I don't want to throw everything at once. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rashba, that you can't eat. And that's the sheet that we don't understand. Right? The Rashba we understand. He's consistent. If it's batel, everything goes. Well, why is there a limitation? It's kosher. So let's see the Rashba inside. Let's see what he says. See, I would have voted for the Rush. I would have voted for the Rush. But I was not there to. So says the Rashba, page 12. Call Yavish be Yavish be Sur in the Alma, but Taylor Barov. Umistabro, the Taima, the Milsa, Mishum, the Bidvarm, and the Vlolim. She after the hafri of kol hachatichus v'lechol kol hachatichus v'chatich v'chatichus v'atzah sochum shishim v'shem pochus v'shir zeh ha'isr tam nirgash v'kol. So he says like this. You see, let me give you an introduction. There's a concept of yavish v'yavish. Yavish v'yavish is like the example I gave where you have the three disjoint pieces of meat. So why is it called Yavish B'Yavish? Because nothing is really mixed physically. The mixture is in your head. So it's a good psychological thing. It's all in your head. It's all in the mind. Right? They say it's all in the mind. It's all in the mind. Yavish B'Yavish. It's all in the mind. Just don't know which is which. But nothing physical is... And Mimbamino means that each piece is the same species. It's each a hamburger. So that's called Yavish B'Yavish Mimbamino. That's what we're talking about today. But then we have a concept, what's called lach balach. Lach balach means that the two things got mixed up physically. Say, for example, you have kosher milk and non-kosher milk. You have the cow's milk and pig's milk. And they got mixed together in the same vat. Right? So that's called lach balach. And it's mimbamino, because it's both milk. So what's the din of lach balach mimbamino? So the din lach balach mimbamino is that midaraisa, it's batel barov. So if you have more kosher milk than non-kosher, you're okay. But midrabanan, they say you need shishim. And if you don't have shishim of the kosher to the treif, milk, then it's no good. Midrabanan they require shishim. Why? Atu, because you can have a case of mimbashenu mino. Say, for example, I have kosher milk, and then somebody poured non-kosher orange juice. Orla, something non-kosher. So it tastes differently. Milk and orange juice taste differently usually. Right? So what do you need? So there, you need, for it to be batel, you need shishim midaraisa. So therefore, even though by the milk, kosher and treif, why should you need shishim? Once it's batel barov, it's batel. See, if it's mimshayin amino, there's a halacha of tam ki ikar. That there's a separate halacha which we're not ready for yet. I'll just mention it briefly. That if it's a different taste, so then you have to mevatel the taste also. So then, up to shishim, you can still taste the other thing that has a different taste. Once you have shishim, you won't be able to taste the orange juice. If there's 60 times milk, then there is the orange juice. So mimbamino, so again, when it's yavish b'yavish, so what's the din? Chan betrays Batel, and Mimamino, and there's no requirement for Shishim, even Midraban. Chan betray Batel by Mimamino. Right? When it's Lach Balach, Mimamino, so you need, it's Batel, Midraisa Chan betray, but Midrabanon, they what? They require Shishim, lest you confuse it with the Mimashenomi case. But they never made a din de rabbanon by yavish b'yavish min b'mino. So he wants to know why not. So he says like this: Kol yavish b'yavish b'shun da'al b'mtein l'rov who mustabred the time of the milsa b'shun the devarim ha'nivlolim she'efshar l'hafrit kol ha'chatichos l'lechol kol ha'chaticha v'chaticha b'fnei atzma tzarech shishim l'fi pochim m'shir zeh is it Nitam Nirgash, Bakol. Fafil Bimimino, she ain't tam. Even Bimimino, there's no tam, is a Nirgash bo, because Malcolm came and she connected over Mimisha Inamino Nirgash, Yachmir Midivraim. Since by Mimisha Inamino, Lach Balach, you will feel the taste if it's not Shishim, so therefore they made Xerah that even Mimimino, you need Shishim. Basura. Well, Yavish be Yavish. But yavish b'yavish, so you don't necessarily eating them together. If lach b'lach, it got mixed in, so of course you're going to be eating it, drinking it together. Yavish b'yavish, you can have each one separately. So therefore, they didn't have to be gozer that you're going to confuse it with a case of tam, because yavish b'yavish, you could eat it separately, not like by Lach b'lach, it's together. So therefore you can confuse a case of mim b'mino and mim b'sheinu b'mino. Yavish b'yavish, you're eating each one separately. So there was no need for Chazal to be gozer. Aval yavish b'yavish, yochel lecho kol chaticha b'fnei atzma, ochel kol chaticha b'fnei atzma, uksha ochel zo, ani omer lo zo hi hasura. In other words, but the point is, when you eat each piece, you could say it's the other one that was problematic. And there was... And there would be no gzeira that we should ask Sir Midrabanan to require shishim. Because it's not going to be confused. You see, it's very easy to confuse lach balach mimimino with lach balach mimishenomino. But yavish b'yavish, it's very different than a lach balach, because yavish b'yavish, each one is separate. So there's no confusion that you're going to have a case where you're going to come to eat two pieces together that was destroyed. But he says, but if you would eat it together, so then you could come to confuse it with a what? With a case of min v'she'en amino lach balach, and therefore they could have required shishim. So therefore they say, don't eat it together. Because when you don't eat it together, there won't be any confusion, and therefore there would be no need to make it in shishim, that it would only be mutter if you have one yavish piece to 60 other pieces. So the simple pshat, like Rav Nachum Sauer once said over, is that the Rashba is saying that the reason why you shouldn't eat it together is because if you eat it together, then it can come to confuse a case of min lach balach min she'en amino, right? Because when eating it together, it's a similar case when things are lach, you're eating them together. So therefore, we would have been gozer. So therefore, make sure you don't eat it together, so it will be very dissimilar to the case of lach balach b'mishein amino, and therefore there would be no reason to be gozer. But the pashup shot, like Rav Nachum Sal pointed out, is that the Rashba's halacha that you shouldn't eat it together is only a din d'rabbanan. It's only a din d'rabbanan. In other words, the Rashba's svar, like we said, is compelling. It's mutter, so it's mutter. You should be able to eat it. But the Rashba's giving this whole cheshbon of why would they weren't gozer. I mean, the rabbanan that you should need shishim, just like when it goes to lach balach. The answer is by lach balach, if it goes to mimishein amino. because it's very similar. Alach balach min b'mino to alach balach min b'she'en amino. But yavish b'yavish, that you're eating it separately, is not similar to alach balach min b'she'en amino, so they weren't gozer. But he says, so make sure that you don't eat it together. So you can't, therefore, like, you can't eat the pieces together, or say you have the three pieces, you want to cook it together in one pot, the three pieces of meat. So once you cook it, the tam goes from all over. So now it's like, when you eat from either any piece, you're eating from all the pieces together, because the tam from the other pieces go into this piece, and from this piece into the other pieces. So therefore you have to eat it separately, so then there would be no reason to be gozer. So that's the simple shot that the Rashba is arguing on the Rosh, only midrabon. That's the simple shot.
What if you're eating it together, but you're not cooking it, so I'll buy the lot just because you're eating it together.
Right, because you're eating the each... Yeah, but you're eating it together. The mice are eating it together, so it's so similar to a case of lach v'lach case. Well, lach v'lach, it got mixed together. So here you're eating it together, it got mixed together. So it's a similar idea. Okay, you can eat it because okay.
Is there a core for the Rashba?
The Rashba is the. Right, so there's no Makor. If there would be a Makor, then the Rosh would devolve.
I understand, but how can you call it Durbana then?
What?
How can you call it Durbana if Durbana is not saying it?
The Rashba claims that. In other words, he's trying to understand why they weren't Gozer. In other words, when Mimamino, Lach Balach, they were Gozer Shishim, not to the Mimashaino Mino Lach Balach. So how come they weren't Gozer by the. Yavish b'yavish b'mimino. Atu. Okay, in Akhanami. But he says, so therefore it's too far removed. So in Akhanami. But he says, therefore, but if you would eat it together, then it wouldn't be too far removed. So, in other words, what he's saying is, if you would cook them together, eat them together, that would be like a min bimino.
Right.
Eating them all together, so it's like a lach v'lach. Like lach v'lach, you're eating it all together. The dafke lechon kolachon v'yachad v'vashlom yachad also shaykhoza ha'isu v'sarev v'mehetet v'yachad v'shar yisur v'nivlolim v'yachad v'shar yisur v'nivlolim. So therefore, you're eating them all together. So then we would ask him.
These three pieces of meat are.
So then it would be like a lach v'lach case. And the lach v'lach case, we meet the rabbanan, we ask them, unless you have shishim. So therefore, we don't want it to be, we want it to remain a yomish b'yomish case. So if you eat it together, that's like lach v'lach. It's just like when you're drinking milk, that shreif meat and kosher meat, and they got mixed together, and you're drinking one cup from the mixture, so then...
When we're saying eating it together, these three pieces, when the yavish, we're saying they're bummer high, they're raw.
Even, but eating it without cooking it, is it's mixed enough. Here you're eating the three pieces together. Either cooking them together, and even if you eat one piece, every piece has three pieces in it because it was cooked together.
Right.
Or you're just eating three pieces, you know.
Or it's a combination answer, if you're just eating it, they're already cooked.
Because you're eating both, you're eating it together. So you're eating from every piece together. So that's like lach balach, because the concept of lach balach is it's mixed together.
Are you on the Bible is by Arabic Rabbana?
You know, we'll talk about it. Okay. Now, if you look back in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuftes, on page 27, so we said the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like what? Like the Rashba. And the simple shot is a din the Rabbanu. The Rashba's Chumr is a Chumr mid Rabbanu. However, there's a bir hagra. There's a bir hagra here. And this bir hagra, I heard from the first time from Rav Yehoshua Cohen. You know Rav Yehoshua Cohen? Shas Cohen. Shas Cohen is a... He's a... Now he lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's a maggid here in the yeshiva Kut Shal Chesed. Rav Arush. You heard of Rav Arush? The... Garden of Faith, whatever. So he gives shir. So he's a Hasidic yid, and he knows Shas Mamish backwards and forwards. That's why his nickname is Shas Cohen. So in Chol Hamoed Sukkos, 1 year he gave a shir in the Satmar Shul, the old Satmar Shul in Rodney Street. So he said in the shir that there's a bir agroa. And he said it's nishmabust, meaning it's not famous. That if from his understanding of the bir hagra, that the Rashba's arguing midaraisa. This I didn't put the whole thing in. I got the, it's this one in Tzivkot and Vav that says that. In other words, he's saying pshat. No, it's that the Rashba shita is that bittul has to work midintliya. In other words, so therefore, whenever bittul works. It's midin taliya that you're taking something and you're leaving and you're not eating it at once. So you can always say the treif is what I did eat. Then you eat the next piece. You can say the treif is what I did. You know, and never you can never. And maybe that's a din daraisa of you have to. The whole piece is not in this grog. I could be when I made the packet. I didn't realize that I should put the whole grog in. Well, no, it's here. On the other page, he says, the kitzur, the word he's saying is that that bittul is based on tliya. So if you don't have a tliya, and at any given time you can't say the iss is not here, so then the din of bittul doesn't apply. So that would be mashma that it's a real din daraisa. As opposed to what Rabbi Sal pointed out, the Pashat Trat and the Rashba, is the Rashba only said his word because he just wanted to understand how come they didn't make it in the Rabbanan of Shishim by Yovish B'Yovish B'Mino. So he says because you're not eating it together. And therefore the word goes in. Okay, that's... Yeah.
If Bittul requires Tliya in order to work, then how do we have Bittul by Rapalat? We can't fix it.
No, because there, once you have shishim, it's gone. Here, see, b'yavish, it's here. So you can't say it's gone. So I need at least a tliya. But by lach malach, even though I'm eating the oranges here, but it's so much inundated by the milk that I can't even taste it, so then you don't need the taliyah because it's gone. When you need a taliyah, if I'm mamish eating the be'ed, it's mamish here and I'm eating it. How can I do that? The answer is because the treif is the piece you didn't eat yet, and then when you eat that next piece, it will say the treif was the other piece.
Yeah, but the rice, the machalah, you don't need shishir.
Yeah, but there's no taste, so it's gone. In other words, you can't say that the thing is here.
There's no taste, but you're actually with every little bit you're drinking.
Yeah, but he's always saying it, but when your mom's eating the bed, so then how can you say it's not here? I mean, you just ate the bed, so then you have to have a tliya.
What if you had a 61 rinsa or kasher and one arma?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Or there's 100, whatever. We'll see. Okay, so that's the basic yisod of the now. But Lachora, in the Machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba, everyone agrees that one person can eat all everything. The only thing is, so you don't say the other guy's the shagans. You're the shagans. You can eat everything. And it's mutter, which you're not the shagas, because the Torah says it's mutter. So who says not that way? So there is a Tosfos. There is a Tosfos in Chulin. There's a Tosfos, one page. Tosfos in Chulin. You want to help me out here? Yeah, well, page 17. The Tosa says at the end of the Tosa, then Kufam Rama from the top. Last line, Miu Shema Lacha Gavra Haya Osa. He says maybe that one person can't eat all three. In other words, both the Rosh and the Rashba said for sure one person could. The only question is about eating it b'masachas or not. But he's saying a chiddush here, Tosfos, that no, maybe you have to divide it to different people, so each one could be toiler that the other guy ate the yisur. And that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well.
Between three people or two?
As long as it's not one person eating. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch, back to Kuftes on page 27. V'yesh misha osel ochlam adam echad afilu zachar zeh. And that's the Taz. And that's the Tosis of the Smag, whatever. So, but the Pashup Shad is that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Rashba. There's a Chumrah, if you want, v'yesh misha osel. But it's a stam, you know, stam v'yashomrim or something like that. So the Torah pashtus is the Shulchan Aruch's paskening l'kula, that it's just not to eat it b'vasachas. But one person, both the Rosh and the Rashba agree that one person could eat it, and the Tosfos holds that there's room to be machmir on that. That you should dafka not have one person eat both of them. Yeah, he's holding you should have at least a tliya, not only a bigger tliya than the Rashba. Rashba wanted that you should have a tliya that you can't say that you're eating the piece now. The Tosfos wants a tliya that you could always put the blame on the other guy. I didn't eat the trait. He ate the trait. And he can point me. I didn't eat the trait. He ate the trait. So as long as everyone can point finger at someone else, then there's a tliya, so then again, whether that's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, that's a separate discussion.
But this sphere of Tosfos is step in negating the whole idea of Akmarav Mahatos.
No, because if we didn't have the din of Akmarav Mahatos, then the Gorbachev's thing is in fact. Some would say something to rise to the chumrah. Then he can't even split it up with two people. Because what right do I have to eat? Maybe the piece I'm eating is treif. What right does he eat? So no one can eat. Achrei Rabban Hato says, you can both eat. Just, according to Tosis, just split it up so it doesn't look. Maybe Tosis means midrabanan or something like that. It doesn't look that, you know, that we're, you know, coming head in against, you know. Okay. I would say there's still a lot more in the pack. I could spend an hour more finishing, but we're not going to do that. The very first day, I wanted to give you some of the Yesodas. There's some more things, a lot more things, so we'll probably next time we'll still be on this package together with the supplement and the... okay, but we just got our feet wet today. And you got some of the basic Yesodas, and Bez Hashem on Monday... See, after the Shemaya, we'll continue. One second. Our minig is what we sing for all the Simchas and cheer. So we sang for Jake Frankel, and so Harav Selesky got married also just now. So we have to sing for him.
Yeah.